Welcome to Growing Younger Health and Fitness podcast designed for people over 40. Nine ways to minimize the risk of injury when exercising after the age of 40. Hi guys, this is Alex here, the physio from Growing Younger. And today we're going to discuss the subject of how do you prevent injuries when training, when exercising, particularly after the age of 40. So it's probably no secret to most of you guys that as we age, our bodies become a little bit more susceptible to injuries. And so what that means is that not only you are more likely to sustain an injury if you're a bit older, but also if you do get an injury, it actually takes you quite a bit longer to recover from it. Okay, so in my days when I used to work with sports teams, like even a 35-year-old football player would actually take a little bit longer to recover. To get back to normal compared to, say, a 20-year-old, okay? But if we're talking a person in their 50s or 60s, that's even more so, okay? So I guess the best way to deal with this problem is to avoid or prevent injuries in the first place. So what are the nine ways that you could use to minimize the risk of injury when training? So the first of all, I wanted to mention proper warm-up and cool-down, okay? So it's especially relevant if you live in a cold climate or during winter. When the weather is a bit colder, your muscles, they tend to kind of, they tend to get a little bit stiffer. And when you're about to start a bout of exercise, it definitely is a good idea to get your body warmed up, to get the blood circulating, because if the muscles are stiff, the joints are stiff, when you try, especially if you engage yourself in a vigorous exercise, that's when you run a higher risk of sustaining, you know, muscle strains, joint injuries, all sorts of injuries. So a good way to warm up would be what's called dynamic stretching. So dynamic stretching is when you don't hold a stretch, you don't sustain a stretch, you just kind of swing it. So you swing your legs so back and forward. That's like your the hip dynamic stretch, or you could kind of do arm circles. So that would be your shoulder dynamic stretch. So dynamic stretches, they're not so good for improving flexibility. Now, this is based on research. But it is actually a good way of warming up before you engage in a training session. So warm up and cool down are definitely good ways to minimize injury. The second way to minimize injury would be to have a really good technique, okay, for whatever exercise you decide to engage yourself in. So particularly when it comes to doing weights or resistance training in the gym, it's definitely a good idea especially if you're relatively new to it, to get a personal trainer to work with you at least for a couple of sessions, so they can have a look at the way you do things. They can show you what's the right and the wrong way to do it, because if your technique is poor, and there are a couple of joints in the body that are especially susceptible to poor technique. So I would say it's your knees, shoulders, and lower back, okay? If your technique is bad, you will likely feel it in those areas of the body sooner or later. So, a good example of sort of a bad technique would be, say, if someone is doing squats and you're allowing your knees to go over your toes. This is a very common mistake that a lot of people do, is when they squat, they kind of move their knees too far forward, and it actually ends up hurting your knees at some point in time. So technique is definitely important to make sure that you've got a good sort of form when you do the exercises. It also applies if you're a runner and you like it's a good idea to get yourself a running coach maybe, and just get them to have a look at the way you run, because a lot of the time, like sometimes I drive and I see people running on the side of the road, and just from a distance you can just see there's something just badly wrong with the way they run. And this, again, this can cause ankle injuries, back injuries, knee injuries, all sorts, okay? So that was number two. Number three is simply listen to your body, okay? So pain is there for a reason, okay? So sometimes people think that you can just ignore the pain, or sometimes people say, no pain, no gain. Now, look, it is true to a degree. However, this is when the concept of good pain versus bad pain applies, okay? If it's a bit of an ache that you get in your muscles the day after the workout, it's probably okay, all right? So it's just, you know, you're just getting post-exercise muscle soreness. But if you're getting sharp pain, especially around your joint areas like your knees or your shoulders, while you're exercising, and especially if that pain continues to get worse as you go, probably something is not right. You should probably just slow down, maybe recheck your technique, recheck what you're doing. Maybe maybe you're pushing yourself too hard. Maybe the weight is too heavy. So if the pain is there while you're working out, if it's quite consistent, if it's sharp, something isn't right. Okay, so you should, at the very least, you should consult with your personal trainer just to double check what's going on. So, and you know, like there's other ways. Like I believe that if your body, if you're experiencing severe fatigue, for example, so not pain, but severe fatigue, and the body is telling you, is giving you a sign that maybe you're overtraining. Maybe it's time to like take a couple of days break. So when body wants something, it will tell you, and you should listen to it. And look, the more experience you have in exercising, the more you are in tune with your body. So then you actually learn to recognize those signs that the body is, you know, the body is trying to tell you something. So don't ignore those signs. The number four is gradual progression. So as you train, your body will become stronger. It will become fitter. You will be able to do more, and you'll be faster, you'll be stronger, okay? Now, obviously, as you get stronger, as you get fitter, you don't want to keep doing the same exercises over and over again and stay at the same level, because you're not making any progress that way, okay? So when you feel your body has, you know, stepped up and you've got some progress, you know, obviously you want to increase the intensity of whatever it is that you do. However, all too often as a physio, I see people hurting themselves when they go, oh yeah, I've tried to put the weight up, and I question them by how much, and they say, well, I was doing 20 kilos and now I'm doing 35, and I'm like, does it sound reasonable? And the person goes, well, probably not, probably a bit too much, okay? So there's something called a 10% rule, okay? So 10% rule says that you should not be going, particularly on, you know, in when it comes to doing resistance training in the gym, basically doing weights, you should not be increasing the weight by more than 10% per week. So let's say if you're doing 20 kilos, then if you feel like it's getting quite easy, you can try 22 kilos. And then you can try 24, okay, the week after. But don't go from 20 to 30 or 40, okay? There's a good chance that you may hurt yourself in the process. The same 10% rule can also be applied to cardio training. So like say if you're running and you might be doing, let's say, I don't know, three-kilometer runs, you know, you can increase your run by maybe another 300 meters the following week, and then and just keep doing that. It's a safe bet to just try and increase your intensity, whatever it is, by 10% per week. Number five is a general concept of cross-training. So meaning that you don't just keep doing the same exercises over and over again every single day of the week, okay? You alternate. So you could be doing a leg workout, but you don't have to do the same exercises for your legs either. So you could do like a leg press one day, a squat exercise another day, and maybe leg extensions the following day, okay? So because you could still work the same muscle groups, but with different exercises. And actually, it's better to do it that way because you are not putting exactly the same stress load on those same muscles, and therefore you actually help to reduce the risk of overload and injury that way. Okay. Now another point. So number six would be the choice of exercise. So look, if you're over 40, especially if you're relatively new to weight training or just general exercise, you have to be careful what exercises you choose to do. Okay. So one good example I can think of is upright rows. Okay. So I'm not sure if you know what it is, but essentially it involves standing up, holding onto a bar and just lifting it sort of vertically in front of the body. So the problem with upright rows is that it involves twisting your shoulder into what's called internal rotation. So if you have any shoulder injuries, and I've actually covered this exercise on one of my previous podcasts about training with a shoulder injury. So if you have any shoulder injuries, even remotely, this exercise has a very high chance of re-aggravating the injury and making it worse. And even if you don't currently have a shoulder injury, I would probably be a bit cautious about doing this particular exercise. And look, this is not the only exercise that I would be careful with. I mean, for example, I would probably, if you haven't done any kind of leg training or leg strengthening before, I would probably not jump in and start doing lunges straight away, okay? Because this is a more advanced exercise. Start with something easier, something that's more safe and easier to control. So maybe do some simple squats, and then gradually over time, you can progress to doing lunges. Another thing to note on this topic as well is I would probably stay away from impact exercises, particularly for people over 50. So like, I would be cautious about doing burpees or star jumps. Just because like people over 50, a few people are starting to get like very early stage sort of wear and tear in their joints and knees, ankle and hips and lower back. So those kind of high impact exercises, they have a tendency to overload your joints and can cause a flare up of pain, which is not ideal. So pretty much, I guess what I'm trying to say is that, you can target the same muscles, you can get the same outcome, same result by avoiding high impact exercises and focusing on the low impact exercises. And again, like a personal trainer would be able to guide you through this process of exercise choice. So number seven would be just getting professionals' advice. Okay, so look, I'm saying again, especially relevant to people who are relatively new to exercise. If you don't really know what you're doing, just watching YouTube videos and just trying to figure it out yourself, probably not the best idea. So at least a couple of times, get a couple of sessions with a personal trainer so they can show you what's involved. They can explain the basic concepts. They can check your technique and they can set everything up. Okay. If you want to go on your own after this, then go ahead and do it, but at least get a couple of sessions to get you started, because you know, you don't know what you don't know. And I would say you learn a lot during your first couple of personal training sessions. So I think it's a must to, if you're trying to start yourself on a health and a fitness journey, getting some personal training is definitely a good idea. Number eight, recovery and rest. Okay, so again, I'll use an example of strength training. So when you strength train, what you're actually literally doing is you're damaging your muscle fibers. Okay. So, but that's good damage, because when the body heals that damage, it actually heals your muscle fibers in a stronger position. This is how you get stronger. Okay. So you're purposefully doing a little bit of damage, causing a little bit of damage to your muscle fibers. And once the body recovers, the muscles become stronger. So that's the whole, that's a concept of adaptation. So our bodies, they are designed to adapt to almost whatever forces we're putting on the body, okay? So if we are lifting a heavy weight, the muscles will adapt to be able to lift that heavy weight in the future. That's how you get stronger, okay? Now, for this to work, you need proper rest periods, okay? So if you're going to go to the gym and do exactly the same exercises day in and day out, you know, say 20 or 30 days in a row, there's a chance that you may actually overload your muscles and hurt yourself, okay? So you need rest periods. You actually need days in between where you just rest. And look, rest doesn't mean do nothing, okay? You could, some people choose to do like, say, lower body on Mondays and upper body on Tuesdays and core on Wednesdays. So that's one way to do it. Another way to do it is you can do the whole body on Monday, and then Tuesday could be your cardio day. And then Wednesday, again, you do the strength training again, okay? So there's different ways to skin this cat, but you probably don't want to be doing exactly the same type of exercise 7 days in a row the whole week, okay? So you want to alternate. You want to give your body a chance to recover. And on this topic as well, so sleep is extremely important. So in fact, there are some studies to say that rest is important to ensure that you're actually getting stronger when you're strength training. Okay, so strength training just by itself won't give you as much of a good result as when you're ensuring that you're actually getting proper good quality sleep after training. Okay, so that's very important. So getting good sleep, getting some really good sleep routines is definitely highly advisable, especially if you're strength training. Right, and the last thing on our list today, number 9, is nutrition. So doesn't matter if you're doing strength training or cardio training or hopefully both, nutrition is important. So nutrition helps you recover. Nutrition helps you ensure that you have the building blocks for the strength to actually take place, strengthening to take place in your muscles. So again, the topic of nutrition is quite, quite big, and I don't have an intention of covering the whole, how you should be eating when you're exercising. But what I am trying to say here today is that, you know, you need to get a good nutrition advice that will suit or that will fit your type of training and your demands that you're placing on the body. So just to kind of give you a bit of a general idea. So if you're doing strength training, which most of you guys should be doing, so protein intake can be, well, it's very important. So because protein essentially is, it is the building blocks of your muscles. So if you're not giving your body enough protein, and you could be doing a lot of strength training, but you probably almost you're wasting your effort, because if the body doesn't have building blocks, then you're not going to build and repair the muscles the way it should happen, okay? When it comes to cardio training, again, a balanced diet, make sure you have all the necessary macronutrients to give you energy to let your body recover is also very important as well. So nutritionist, probably a good idea to see a nutritionist, or there are a lot of personal trainers who are quite knowledgeable in nutrition as well. So yeah, talk to the professional and they'll give you some important pointers in terms of nutrition. Okay, so those were the 9 ways that we particularly in our fitness facility, we employ those 9 ways to help people minimize injury. And as I said before, it becomes more important as we get older, because once you get injured, you have to take more time off, which can backtrack your training, your fitness. So the best way to go about it is just to prevent those injuries in the first place, okay? So hopefully you learned something. And look, guys, just wanted to ask you as well, if you're finding that these podcasts are helpful, I would like to ask you to share this with your friends, maybe someone you know who could benefit from this information. I would highly appreciate if you send these podcasts to someone else. All right, all the best for now, and I'll speak to you on the next podcast. So, bye-bye.
Okay, guys, so I hope you found the podcast of value. If you did and you're struggling with your own health and fitness journey, there's a link in the description for a free discovery call with me. And that free discovery call, we're going to cover off a little bit about you, your history, your goals, what you want to achieve, and maybe we can help you or not with your own health and fitness goal. So if that does sound like something that you'd like to do, then click on the link in the description, and I look forward to chatting to you in the very near future. Have a good day, guys. Bye-bye.